Ready?
Yep.
A large group of Grady patients and employees circled around a handful of stomp performers as they drummed on everyday items found in the hospital. That's several metal food trays, an ice bucket, and a few trash cans. Then stomp performer John Sawicki put down his drumsticks and moved into the front of the crowd as he asked them to get involved.
We're going to try to play some more, and I'm going to section everybody off, and let's try to clap some rhythms together. Is that cool?
Yes! Okay.
Sawicki says the premise behind Stomp is to make music with unconventional instruments.
We use brooms in the show, car rims, landscaping buckets, everything including the kitchen sink.
And Sawicki says as Stomp performers tour both nationally and internationally, they often do shows in hospitals, food banks, and parks.
For people that really can't afford maybe to see the show or that are stuck in the hospital, we like to spread the love and travel to different places and give them, they can't have the full-on show, but we can give them a taste of it to make them smile.
One of those with a smile on her face was 71-year-old Grady patient Anala Gillen, who unexpectedly stumbled upon the performance.
Came to the eye doctor, sit down here to rest, to go upstairs. That's the only reason.
But it's a performance Gillen says she'll never forget.
I liked it. It's something different that I had never seen before.
And that's the reason the performers say they hope everyone who views the show starts to see the music not only in ordinary objects, but in everything around them. Michelle Wirth, WAVE News.